Do you know someone struggling with nightmares? Do you wonder if it's tied to a deep heart hurt? Do you want to learn more about how to help?
Episode 2.11. Today on our podcast, we are discussing session 2, page 19, number 8, nightmares.
So Matt, after reading this section about nightmares, do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, first a comment. I really thought it was cool that in the first little paragraph there at the very end of it, you have a Job reference. And it's interesting because it says in the second half of that verse, "But then you shatter me with dreams and terrify me with visions." And before we started this, you know, we were kind of discussing things and I was kind of wondering myself, who is he talking to? Is Job talking to, you know, God? Is he talking to Satan? Like, who is he talking to? You know, so if you go back to Job chapter 7 and we continue reading from 13 down to 17, I got down to verse 17 and I read, "What is man that you make so much of him and that you set your heart on him?" And at that point I was realizing, okay, yes, God, or this is Job talking to God. Yeah. And so, it is interesting though, to then see that these then dreams can be, even if they're terrifying dreams, they can be coming from God. It's not right. That sometimes just because things are scary, we blame the enemy on it. And we just like go, I need to get away from that because it's the enemy.
Right.
When really it might be God trying to show us something.
Right. Especially when it's a dream that continues to repeat itself over and over, maybe for years. You know, there's something that's going on.
So then I had a question, though. Okay, so what would you say to someone who asks, like, why God would allow nightmares to happen?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And I really believe that God allows these types of nightmares, the ones that repeat themselves over and over and over again, because he knows what's going on in the depths of our heart. You know, I believe that he created our innermost being as the place that he wants to meet with us in intimacy. But he doesn't want to share that place that he wants to meet with us with anyone or anything. Yet a lot of times we take that hurt and we stuff it deep inside into the place where God wants to meet with us. And so that is something that is God doesn't want in our lives. And so he wants us to deal with it. So in his love, I believe he allows these dreams to get us to a place that we say, what is going on? Because we're really good at just trying to push these things away and say, oh, I'm over it, or I've forgiven that person, or we even have the great terminology as Christians, you know, and yet we really haven't dealt with something. And so I think that God uses the nightmares as a means to have us say, hey, what is going on, so that we'll look at it. I know this woman once, I've heard many women share about a lot of different dreams, and just like the curriculum says, a lot of times women will describe that someone's chasing them with a knife, you know, and I hear the same types of dreams. Another type of dream that's always described by women who had lost their baby, whether through abortion or even through miscarriage, that their baby needed help and they couldn't get to their baby. And so these are some of these repeating dreams that we know that we need to deal with then.
Gotcha.
But there was one woman who shared about a dream she had that was just so powerful. It just stayed with me forever. And she had been in psychology class as a high school student. And the teacher was teaching about repeated dreams. And that, you know, that when there's a repeated dream, that a lot of times it's your subconscious, you know, the world's going to use the secular terminology.
Yeah, the universe is trying to tell you.
So your subconscious is trying to say there's something that was traumatic to you that you need to deal with. And so the teacher asked her, you know, tell me about the dream. And she described the dream that she was in her living room and her mom was there and her older brother that was like 3 years older than her. And a man, a stranger, came into the room and he had one of those old hand drills, you know, not electric one, but an old hand drill. And he was behind this woman's mom and he was using that hand drill and drilling a hole in the back of her neck. And this was frightening to this little girl. And the little girl's brother, who was about 8 at the time, stopped the man from hurting his mom. And so the girl shares this story in the class, and the teacher said, something traumatic happened to your mom in that living room, and your big brother tried to stop this bad man from hurting your mom. And the girl says, no, nothing. I don't ever remember anything bad happening. No, it can't be. Well, a few days later, she kept thinking about it. So she talked to her older sister, who is 6 years older than her. And she's going, you know, I'm taking this psychology class in school and da 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 da. And this is this dream I keep repeating. And the teacher says something traumatic happened there and that it's my subconscious trying to get me to work with this. And she goes, but this woman tells her sister, and you know, nothing like that ever happened. And her sister said, don't you remember? And the girl says, what do you mean? And she goes, don't you remember that dad was trying to strangle mom? And the brother, our brother, came in and stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that this woman heard her sister tell her that story, knowledge is the beginning of freedom. She never had that dream again.
Wow.
Ever. She had it all her life. She probably was in her 30s. I'm thinking she was about 30 when she had this dream. She had it from the time she was a little girl, just at random times throughout her life, same dream all the time. But knowledge is the beginning of freedom. The moment that she was able to make that connection, that dream went away.
Mm.
And so I really believe that it is God using these types of repeated dreams to say there's something going on in the depths of your innermost being that I do want you to deal with. I want you to deal with it in the manner that I intended, not in the manner that you're handling it, because I want you to be that cleansed vessel and be set free.
Awesome.
And so for a person like this, if we are someone who really wants to try to help them, one of the ways is by taking them through Go in Peace. Because in session two, right now we're only in session two in all these podcasts. And the reason we have session two here is for people to recognize what is going on in their life. Because before we can get to the place to help them, they need to see they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we take them through session two here and we learn about how deep heart hurts and stuff manifest themselves in our life, then we get the person to the place that they're like, wow, I really do need to learn some more here. Obviously, I've been handling some things wrong. Session three is going to go a little bit deeper into this, but by session four, we're going to teach a person how to be set free from these things. And when we take a person through session four, when they really are willing to be honest with themselves and really give it to God in the manner that we're going to teach them, because that's the manner that God intended, they really can be set free from these things. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, with someone who is having like a recurring nightmare or something like that, who are some safe people that they can kind of like confide into or that they should ask? You know, you said that this woman asked like her sister. So is it okay then to go and kind of share these things with your family? Because I know that dreams can sometimes be really weird.
Right.
Or should you try to keep it with maybe the person that you're going through some counseling or leadership with?
Right.
Or, you know, like... or can it be public?
Right. Well, James chapter 1 says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask, and it will be given to you. And so I would really recommend to pray about who to share it with. Because if, say that a woman has a dream about being sexually abused by someone in their family, if they went to someone in their family, that can just like, oh my goodness, it's like a bomb just exploded.
Great point. Yeah.
You know? And so
now everybody's pointing fingers.
Yeah. And they're like, no, that didn't happen. Yes, that happened. And oh man,
yeah.
It can just be really ugly. And so if it's a situation like that, it might be really good to pray about and ask the Lord, who should they go to? And if there is somebody that they know that's going through Go in Peace, or even if you're just found this podcast and you're listening to us right now, you can email us and we can see if we could get you together with a group where we can take you through Go in Peace, because that would be someone that you could share this this dream with and find out what's really going on. Because sometimes people think they were sexually abused and they weren't, you know, with the way that the world is today, they're saying, oh, you must have been sexually abused because you have post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, no, it might be a different deep heart hurt mm-hmm. that you're dealing with. Okay. And so we don't want to just jump to that conclusion because that's a big leap.
Yeah.
And so instead, let's really look at it and let's really see if this was something that really did happen in your life. And so,
well, and that's really cool that that actually gets covered in the beginning in chapter two, like you said, before the rest of it continues. Because if you didn't cover those bases, then some of that stuff could be lingering stuff that gets kind of left behind.
It's exactly it. You know, when I first wrote the curriculum, I'm like, really, Lord, you want this hard stuff? I really feel like session two and session three are some pretty heavy chapters. And I'm like, Lord, really? You know, I don't want to like just leave a person there in these hard chapters. But if we just jump to session four and started teaching them that, if they don't realize that there's things they still need to deal with, then it's not going to be as effective.
Yeah, this is a good order.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with so many people are taught, you know, you need to forgive, which is true. And it's biblical. You need to forgive. But if we haven't learned to deal with the hurt and the anger first, then how are we going to forgive? Mm-hmm. Because we're trying to make that leap to forgiveness, but that anger is still there. So really, I've seen over my years of discipling people that if we just walk them through what God's word says and have them deal with things in a certain order, they're more ready to forgive. And so, it's really
I can see that analogy of like pulling out a weed, you know, you need the whole root, you know, you can't just pluck out the top part.
Exactly. Yeah. When I was growing up, boy, my stepdad, he used to have me weed and he wanted to see the roots. And it used to drive me crazy as a kid, you know, but he's like, if you just cut it off at the top, this weed's going to come back bigger and fuller and harder to get.
Yeah.
And so he used to make us pull out those roots and he'd look to check to make sure we got those roots. And so what's really cool about it now, though, is over the years, it has been such an excellent picture for me. And I love how Ephesians 2:10 says that we're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do a good work, which he prepared in advance for us to do it. So even those silly little things as a kid of, you know, being frustrated that I had to pull out the whole root, God was preparing me for the work that I'm doing now.
Very cool.
You know, yeah. Thanks for listening in to our topic about nightmares. Feel free to leave any comments or questions. It's our desire to help our listeners grow in their discipleship ministry. So we invite you to be a part.
This has been a Go in Peace Leaders discussion topic with Sri Verzonki and myself, Matt Laster, based on the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum. If you would like to join a group of Go in Peace leaders for encouragement, support, and prayer from like-minded disciplers, click on the Facebook group link provided. May God richly bless you as you serve Him.